pangolins, and you don't make mandolins from pangolins. Say that 10 times.
But I am so confused.
It is a really cool animal, the pangolin. I mean, the ant is cool as it is, but the pangolin, you got to take a look at them. They are awesome. And I'm just going to have to go back to Zoo Miami and look. I think they may actually have a pangolin.
Oh, okay. I know
Miami.
What
pangolin.
Yeah.
And you know who went down to the zoo and had a great time? Our buddy Rick Evans.
Those
you told me about that.
70-something pounds, these things, and they're endangered because there's still people out there that want to go catch them because they make some, you know, old Chinese ancient medicine out of the scales or what have you, like shark's fin.
It's like a scaly anteater is what it looks like.
It is a scaly anteater, basically.
It looks
like
a descendant of the Triceratops.
Wasn't Clint Howard in a program about
penguins? The life of grizzly penguin.
You guys. Well, I just wanted to say thanks. And, anytime that your young genius daughter, not your older genius sister, which I think, didn't you say that she got the position out there at Lawrence Livermore? That is absolutely awesome.
She's running the nuclear program in the entire
country. That's just awesome, man. It's how did you come from that family, Greg?
I know.
Love you, man. Y'all have a good morning.
We all have a specific genius.
I got a rock.
There's a baby one. Look how small they can be. They're just little tiny guys.
That's a really interesting.
How do you pronounce them again? Pangolin. It's P-A-N-G-O-L-I-N.
They pangolin. Call him Pangolin. Pangolin. Faster than life.
At 8:02, I admit that I've lost control of this program. But we're going to get back on the rails here in just a couple of minutes. We have
not nuclear science.
I had to find something that was within my skill set.
What's wrong, pangolin? Timmy fell down the well? Let's go find
it. It's,
They don't do.
Yeah.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident in Montgomery now. Bell at Vaughn. Use caution there. Very busy around the boulevard. Taylor Road congested from Vaughn Road up to I-85. A lot of inbound traffic now on Atlanta Highway to Madison into downtown at I-65 and 85. Very busy in downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic on 65 southbound in through the Northern Boulevard up to the Alabama River Bridge. In Prattville, they're still working an accident. An overturned vehicle on McQueen Smith Road at Highway 82. Use caution there. And buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Shopping's festive at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Kraft just released grilled cheese-inspired incense.
Oh, that smells just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
So get ready for a slew of grilled cheese-scented products.
Honey, are you making my favorite comfort food?
No, it's just a candle.
There's also grilled cheese-scented yellow foaming hand soap.
My hands smell like a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese-flavored toothpaste. Even grilled cheese-scented car air fresheners to hang on your rearview mirror.
It's making me hungry.
There's also grilled cheese perfume, cologne, body lotions, and oils.
Ooh la la.
And coming soon, the Kraft Mac and Cheese Toilet Bowl Cleaner.
Yummy.
Get yours today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommending a pause in the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in order to investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Rioters clashing with police overnight in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Another night of unrest in the Minneapolis suburb following the fatal shooting of a 20-year-old black man by police during a weekend traffic stop. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon says it appears to have been a tragic accident, explaining that it seems the officer intended to fire her taser and not her service revolver. Stock futures turning mixed on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures are down 107 points. NASDAQ futures 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I am all on my own, 'cause I haven't gone to get my two shots of Pfizer. I'm still stuck at home while my friends all go out to restaurants and movies and bars. I am last in the line, and it's so hard to find an appointment for a vaccine. Though cases are down, nobody wants me around, 'cause I might have COVID-19. And all my friends are vaccinated. They're all traveling, taking vacations, but without me. I'm still quarantined.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We've changed it. We did this morning at 6. Our electrifying story then was the conversion of the 7-10 split. And the excitement, the announcers said...
7-10. Come on, man.
Ginger the 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling.
And I was there.
On TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Just drop the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
But we have something a little more legitimately electrifying at the moment, and that is the FDA is recommending that they pause the Johnson and Geyser. There was a merger. I don't know if you heard about this.
Is that coming from that geyser?
Johnson and Johnson and Pfizer just merged.
B.S. Joe Derna.
B.S. Anyway, if you... You may want to keep an eye on the news. I think if the FDA says pause, that's generally what they're going to do.
We'll see.
You were scheduled.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow for Johnson & Johnson.
And it's basically, and what I read about this was there's probably been 7 million of those shots administered.
Yeah.
And 6 people out of 7 million, 6 people have had some sort of, it's a blood clotting issue.
Clotting issue.
Said it's very, very rare, but 6 out of 7, I still like your odds.
So should I do it or not do it? Call in right now, 272-9228.
You hold the fate of Rich Thomas' health in your hands.
You'll also be in the grandfather's drawing on Friday.
I
may not be alive.
I can do it.
And if Rich is not alive by Friday, you win the grand prize.
We could do a Facebook poll, too. Yes. If we can get 130 comments on a sandwich, I'm sure Life or Death with Rich Thomas would...
Life or Death with Rich Thomas, that's your new segment.
But while he's still with us...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
By Friday, give me some extra forecast before that shot taken.
By Friday, we could be 20 degrees cooler than today, but I may not make it to Friday.
You want me to fix a last meal just in case?
Lobster tomorrow morning. Today's high temperature, 87. The record is 88. Goes back to 1972. Good bit of sunshine today. Increasing clouds late. You know, if we get to the upper 80s today, that's more like late May than the middle of April. But things are about to change. Dry this evening and tonight, low 60. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night, high in the upper 70s. Much cooler Thursday, barely up to about 71. Only in the 60s on Friday, with widely scattered showers around Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now this morning, a few high clouds, but lots of sun. It's 61 at 8:13.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
You said something about thundersnow possibly in Colorado.
Yeah, they're going to be, that part of the country is going to be 25 to 30 degrees below normal, much like what happened in February when that dome of cold air came in.
All the way down to Texas.
But it's April, so we're not going to see below zero, but we are going to see a tremendous winter weather and teens all the way down into New Mexico and thunder snow on Wednesday night in Denver. And I was looking to see where the Rockies are playing, and they're actually in Los Angeles on Wednesday night.
That would be so cool to see a ball game played during thunder snow.
Well, you remember the first day of the season, we saw that home run, the first home run of the season.
In the snow. In Detroit.
And he slid into second because he didn't know.
He couldn't see.
Who was it?
That was Miggy Cabrera.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was before we hated baseball for canceling the All-Star game.
That's right.
13 minutes after 8. So this is not an attempt to steal the timeline from you, Rich, but why April 13th matters in rock history.
Oh.
1979, David Lee Roth collapsed from exhaustion. By the way, exhaustion is the universal media catch-all phrase for high, drunk, wasted. In Spokane, Washington, 5 days into the Van Halen tour. I never cared much for him. He always...
How is your Facebook feed going backwards and scrolling?
I paid extra for that.
Oh, that's... I was mesmerized.
Zuckerberg. I was talking to Zuckerberg, and I said, look, can you make this happen for me? And
he's, I was watching your life pass before my eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a guy that can make that happen a little bit later this hour, Dan Black.
Okay.
He can make your life pass before your eyes.
That's right.
If you give him the videotapes. 1974, Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run was number one all across
America.
I love
it.
This date.
I bought it on every available medium.
Elton John had the number one song on the singles chart this date, 1974, with
Philadelphia.
Benny and the Jets.
Oh, Benny and the Jets. But also, Philly Freedom was number one on this date back in 75.
In 2004, the Pixies performed a 27-song set in Minneapolis. This is a Gump band, right?
What's the name of the band again?
Pixies.
Oh, I don't know that I don't know that we played them, actually.
No. It would have been the first wave.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe back in the 90s if the Gump was around.
This day, 1982, David Crosby was arrested on charges of drug possession in Dallas, marking the second time in 3 weeks he was busted in that
cocaine,
city.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released their 10th album on this date, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Echo.
Echo.
Manny Mota. Mota.
Yeah. From the Mota City. Hey, we have Anthony P. on the line here. Anthony, good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning, Greg. I get a chance to call in and get entered in the grand prize drawing. I've been ineligible for any other drawing.
Well, you're there now. You're there.
Okay. Hey, since I get to call in, Greg, I lived in the state of Washington for 7 years. It's Spokane. It's not Spokane.
I knew that.
He knew it. Yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
He's deliberately
said it that way.
Well,
and then you can always tell
Greg's tongue twister.
People that say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
It's New Orleans.
It's New
Orleans.
Like somebody saying
Opelika
around here.
Opelika. Yeah.
Opelika. Dot Hand.
Biloxi.
Hey, Mobile.
A similar city in South Florida.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
You want to hear my lame ass story about how I lived in the city?
Apparently, he had to go.
Apparently.
He can't win, so he's out of here.
Started to tell a story. Got to run. Well, that's very reassuring.
I want to hear your story about
I do too.
I
need some popcorn.
It's.
I got to go downstairs.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm staying.
Sorry.
I may have already heard this story, to be honest.
I don't think this one you have.
I don't know. I think it's new.
Do tell.
So I had never asked anybody, but this is when I was first working for Rick, doing that morning show. This is a long time ago. And as I would drive from Fort Lauderdale all the way down to South Beach, I drove through what is known by most people as Opelika.
Right.
There's an exit for Opelika on the way down.
Okay.
But I called it Opelika.
And
of course, nothing's changed. Listeners right away call and say, hey, Opelika, stupid.
Yeah.
And the other one, how would you pronounce I-V-E-S?
Ives?
Yeah. Right?
As in Burl?
Yeah. They have these dairy roads down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there used to be a lot of... Yeah, there still was, up until recently, quite a bit of dairy farming going on. But I called it Eve's Dairy instead of Ives.
Ives.
Mm. It's like, duh. How many times have you seen Burl Ives?
Nan pronounced Opelika, Opelika, when they first moved down here from Oklahoma. And so I was like, Opelika, what is that? Mm. My mom and them fell out and said, Mom, I think it's pronounced Opelika. Mm. Oh, well, it's spelled like Opelika. Yeah.
Your mom?
My mom, yeah. When they moved down here, she told my grandmother, I think they pronounce it, Opelika.
There's a lot of interesting river names, county names.
I bet everybody's
city
got
names.
A mispronunciation story.
Oh, I do. Mm. Plymouth is one of them for me. We were on our way out to Oklahoma to visit our family. I was probably about 7 or 8. And, of course, you know, I know about Plymouth Rock, all of this mess, but there's a stretch on 40 where there's a sign that has Plymouth, you know, Arkansas. And I said, Plymouth? What's Plymouth? My grandmother and them just rolled.
You don't brush your teeth.
I was like...
I'll take the rapist for
$400. My nan's like, have you ever heard of Plymouth? I was like, well, it's spelled Plymouth, okay?
Yeah, P-L-Y, ply. How come it's ply when it's in front of wood, but ply when it's in front of mouth?
Exactly.
Go to the off ice.
Off ice. Off ice. Like
I gotta tell you, just when you think you've heard the funniest thing all morning.
That was funny.
You're right, says Larry King from Beyond the Grave. Traffic at 8:20.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident in Montgomery now. Bell at Vaughn. Use caution. They are very busy around the boulevard. Taylor Road congested from Vaughn Road up to I-85. A lot of inbound traffic now on Atlanta Highway to Madison into downtown and I-65 and 85. Very busy in downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic on 65 southbound in through the Northern Boulevard up to the Alabama River Bridge. In Prattville, they're still working an accident. An overturned vehicle on McQueen Smith Road at Highway 82. Use caution there. And buckle up, we'll keep you updated. Shopping's festive at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
From Alabama. Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. The city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the City of Montgomery's website. And starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, I think I just invented another contest nobody wanted to participate in.
Okay.
Well, no, it's a different take on True the Baloney.
What is it?
That's a game we play where we challenge listeners to decide whether I'm telling the truth or giving them baloney.
You're welcome.
But I found a new way to play it, and thank you for the help. Look who's on the phone. It's Randy Burkhalter, folks.
So,
Randy!
How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
All doing good. Doing good.
Things are a bit rather busy. We've had plenty of rain recently, so I know. I got a lot of stuff growing. I got to get that weed killer that I bought from you. I've got to replace that. That was so effective. Yeah. You mix it with water. I bought the sprayer from you, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. We got a lot of stuff growing, not necessarily things you want to grow.
Well, I have a couple of rock bed areas, and, you know, stuff comes through that no matter how hard you try, but that gets rid of it quickly.
And we've got one, too, that's it is a contact killer, but it also has a residual that stays in the soil for areas like rock beds and parking lots, places where you're not really wanting stuff to come. We have that product, and it's a good product.
Every year there seems to be one proliferating weed that's impacting lawns. What's been the big troublemaker this year?
Well, spur weed always is a troublesome weed, particularly this time of year. It starts to get hard, the seed head forms, and you can feel it when you step on it. So that's always a bothersome weed. But now grassy weed this time of the year starts showing up in lawns, and crabgrass, bahia grass, those grassy weeds, goosegrass, and they can be tough to get out of a lawn. You know, we have the products to do that, but it's hard to go and just grab one off the shelf at your local big box store and know that you're getting a good product that'll do exactly what you want. And that's what we specialize in.
By the way, we have a fire ant superdome behind the building. I got to get some of that real cheesy fire ant killer that you have there.
Yes, sir. It is one called Surrender.
Yeah.
It's the best stuff going. It's easy to use. You just sprinkle it on, and you don't have to water it in. You just sprinkle it on and walk away.
I saw this thing. It was huge yesterday morning when I came back at 3 o'clock. It was about at least 30 to 40% even bigger. It's amazing how fast
they're out in force.
They are. So if you want to nourish something that you do want to grow or get rid of something you don't, or you don't want fire ants establishing a colony on your property, here's the guy to see and the place to go get the stuff.
And Greg, let me throw this at you. We've got, this is our second year with Turf Strong fertilizer. That's the fertilizer that we have blended specifically for us. It's a great lawn fertilizer we've designed specifically for these soils around Central Alabama.
Nice.
All right, so here's the guy and the place to go get it is Prattville Farm Center. You can find him on Facebook, but we'll give Randy a chance to give his buttery decorations, directions.
I'll give mine.
I'm okay.
Let me give you some decorations to the store here.
Okay.
We're at 1154 South Moore Drive, just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's. At 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Come see us.
We thank you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
And you can look them up on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, here's my newly invented game. Don't embarrass me by not participating.
Get ready for being embarrassed.
All right, I'm going to read you three statements. If you're the first person to call me at 272-9228 and tell me which one is false, the baloney statement, you'll win.
So do they need to call in and then you do the statements, or are you going to do the statements now and then they call
I didn't
call
think
in?
It through that much.
Okay.
So I'll read the statements.
Just curious. Yeah.
All right, so if you're listening, here are the three. Statement one. The M in M&M's are the initials of the two guys who started the company.
This was a random fact.
That was a random fact. It's also on the channel Foods That Made America.
Emperor penguins can hold their breath for 20 minutes. And finally, there are only five total ingredients in a McRib sandwich at McDonald's. Which one of those is false?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
You got a choice. Right. Was it
number one
or
number two
or
number three?
You got to pay that guy again.
272-9228. Tell me which one of those was the falsehood. The falsy. And
tens of people right now are Googling their statements. I don't know if it's Google or I know some of them.
All it takes is three callers because, you know, somebody guesses wrong twice. Right. And third person's gonna
That's
get
right.
it.
Right, there we go.
We'll just take it spontaneous.
Live? Live?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hi, live person.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Hey. Taylor?
Taylor?
Yeah.
Which one of those was the false statement? One, two, or three?
I'm going to say three, Greg.
Wow. Yes. Nice.
Yeah, there are actually 70 ingredients.
70?
And half of those are in the bun. In the bun.
Yeah, McDonald's is kind of like a chemistry lab.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, Taylor, you've got yourself a Seafood Bistro gift card. Hang on the line for us, okay?
Yeah, and Jay will get your information right at, and we'll be back with Jay to tell you more about Seafood Bistro after this quick break.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's
265-7585.
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 8:30, I forgot I had gotten a message from Menthol Meredith.
Oh, yay.
So we have one of her commentaries here about dating in the post-COVID world.
Well, after a year of sitting on my keister, binging 90 Day Fiancé and guzzling Easy Cheese, I decided it was time to get out there and start dating again. And I met this guy, Purvis, in the vaccine line, and he seemed real cute. Now, remember, he had his mask on, so I could only see his eyes, but they were brown and gentle, like a freshly neutered German Shepherd. But when he took off his mask at dinner, boy, the rest of his face looked like a disoriented pug. His beard looked like it had a nasty case of mange, and I think he had more fingers than he had teeth. Plus, he had the personality of a canker sore, talking about his love of puzzles. So, I finally threw my drumstick back in the bucket, and I got up and left. Now, I wouldn't try to be rude, but I just wasted a year of my life trapped in my house, so I ain't got time to sit there while Purvis the puzzle enthusiast bores me out of my gourd. Okay, y'all, I have got to go. I just updated my Tinder bio to reflect some of my contortionist abilities, and Mama's phone is blowing up.
Oh, my God. That's great.
She is a piece of work, that woman. We just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card in here with an enchanting take on their menu.
An enchanting take
Jay,
on the menu.
Please, I'm waiting for the Disney music to start and the enchantment to start.
Yeah, I want everybody to kind of close their eyes.
Well,
Jay is taking us all to dinner to a fine place right up the street from our radio station.
Go to the fridge, or if it doesn't need to be fridge, just open up your lunchbox, whatever the case may be. Look at that lunch. Then, at 12 noon... take that lunch to the Seafood Bistro and bibbidi bobbidi boo, you got a better lunch.
Yes.
Wow, that was good.
What were the bibbidi bobbidi boo?
What were the characters again?
The bibbidi bobbidi.
Who are the characters? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yeah, they'll take that pumpkin you brought to lunch.
And
they'll turn it into Cajun cheese curds, or they'll turn it into fried green tomatoes, or butterfly shrimp, or a shrimp po' boy, the red beans and rice, or the seafood gumbo, the barbecue style shrimp. It is going to be fantastic at the Seafood Bistro, where all your dreams will come true and you will live happily ever after. 1651 Berry Hill Road is their address. You can go in and sit down and enjoy a meal if you'd like to do that. You can also order to go or get it delivered using the delivery apps on your phone. You can see the entire menu on those delivery apps or at their website, theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to check out their Facebook page because they post pictures of food there all the time. And it's not just the pictures. They got video of some of the food there as well. It's delicious-looking greatness. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Open today and every day at 11 a.m. for lunch and dinner. Check them out on Facebook. And I think they're on Instagram as well. It's The Seafood Bistro.
It's 8:34. And coming up, some Morning Maroon nominees.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Absolutely beautiful out there right now. We're in the low 60s. We're headed for the upper 80s. Yes, that is correct. Upper 80s, which, by the way, I'm thinking 87 the high, and the record is 88, so we'll be in that neighborhood. Good bit of sunshine, increasing high clouds later on. Dry this evening and tonight, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Seems like every Wednesday and Thursday we have a storm system, right? Much cooler by the time Thursday gets here with a high only up to about 71. Even cooler Friday with a high only in the upper 60s. We'll be in the 40s on Friday morning. So there's a risk of showers in the forecast Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Right now this morning with a few high clouds and lots of sun at 61 degrees, 836.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Talking about the beautiful weather, yesterday was a beautiful day, and yet there were accidents all over the place yesterday. It was crazy. I'm wondering if our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body got some of that business yesterday, because there were a lot of banged up cars around the town. And Donnie, Brandon, Holly Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body are meticulous about taking care. It's a family business, and it's been in business now for about four decades. I've been going there for over 30 years, several different vehicles, several different times. I remember when they used to be off the Northeast Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, and they are just meticulous about making sure that your car is taken care of the way it should be. And not only the damage you see, but the damage you don't see behind that panel or under the chassis. And they work well with the insurance companies. In fact, they will be a proponent for you if they have to work with the other guy's insurance company, if you follow me, to make sure that everything is taken care of the way it should be. Their phone number is easy, 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, and when you get your phone call that your car is ready, it's also going to be detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. They will fix your car, believe me, as good as new, maybe better.
I don't like the direction I see the market going at the moment. Some government schmendrick probably said something unfortunate, and now they're reacting to it. Here's something, too. Because I write, I can be kind of hypercritical about the way things are expressed in headlines.
Mm-hmm.
45% of people with kids or pets say they can't have nice things.
Aww.
I would say if you have kids or pets, you already have the best things in life.
I like that.
About to say.
Yeah, I like that.
And here's the thing. At what point does it matter if you have nice things or not, if you're enjoying life?
But did your mom ever say that? I've heard that. That's why we can't have nice things.
Well, yeah. Yeah. There was that. Those moments.
My mom had the regular, everyday dinnerware, and we had the really, really nice dinnerware.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't we ever use that? Oh, that's for special. Well, when's special, Mom?
Yeah. When's special? What is that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was, the holidays were the days those rarely used items came out.
Right.
It's 8:37. We're going to check traffic, and the Morning Maroons are next. Some good ones today, too.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion on the East Boulevard around I-85. Still a lot of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka. And East South Boulevard is still busy. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. And overall, mostly moderate traffic around Montgomery. Wetumpka looking good. Also, Millbrook and Prattville, they're still working the overturned vehicle. McQueen Smith Road at Highway 82. Use caution there or avoid that area if at all possible. Your new Toyota is online at ReinhartToyota.com. It's the best way to shop. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. Starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. And the city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the city of Montgomery's website. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For those whose days start before sunup and end long after it goes down, you have a trusted partner in Thompson Tractor. Thompson is all about taking care of your equipment, so you can be all about taking care of your business, giving you one less thing to worry about. For over 60 years, Thompson has been there for you. Our expert service technicians are dedicated to compact and heavy equipment. Whatever size, make, model, or budget you might have, we provide a comprehensive array of services. Our field service team can come to you, or you can stop by any of our full-service locations near you. Quality parts are readily available, so there are no long waits. Hey, if your machine's up and running, so is your business. So come see us, or visit ThompsonTractor.com to get the expert service you need. We're here for you.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Out in hives, coughing, stuffing, sneezing, and running. I blow my nose, mucus comes out, 'cause of the pollen count.
Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We have a one nominee day for the Morning Maroons. So, former Secretary of State and Climate Czar Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. And here's somebody who did it in a court of law. You may have heard about this story in New York. A parent there has filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child.
God.
They said it's a matter of individual autonomy that they can't have kids together.
No.
But even if that's true, one legal expert says the lawsuit probably doesn't have a chance. But they tried. This is worth it. Yeah, I couldn't find. This is so above the normal stupidity that I kind of singled it out. And it's the only nominee.
It's the only nominee that works.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
What an imbecile. What an ultramarine.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We have a friend here in the studio, not just a business guy, a business leader, but a friend, Dan Black, from Dan Black Studios joining us. Hey.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Got a couple of DVDs I need you to copy for
me. Yes, sir. We can do it.
And we had talked, God, over a year ago. I have all of my VHS stuff marked out.
Marked.
You know, it's somebody that went through it and cataloged everything. So I could put, you know, so like if I die, you've got something to give the local media and say, here's
well,
his life.
I may not be around after Friday, remember?
Oh, that's right. You're getting
so, Jay, you and I have to carry that on. Yeah. So we'll make sure we have the Deadbeat Dale segments ready for TV and radio.
So I'll be stopping by to see you with that. But tell us what's happening at Dan Black Studios.
Well, you know, just doing what we normally do. We do the old 8mm film transfers, the old Kodak movies that were so popular back in the 50s and the 60s. And it's amazing to me how many people still have those out there. And, of course, the VHS tapes, they follow right in there. There's, you know, probably about 50% of what we do are the old VHS tapes that became so popular back in the 1980s. And so we see a ton of those. And thanks to what the work that you guys all do for us here on the radio. We see new people just about every week, every day, coming in as a result of being on talk radio.
Remember those days? My dad shot 8mm film.
Yeah.
And he would lovingly take it out of the camera, put it in a box, label this envelope, and mail it, and it would come back. I think he had to go to Texas or someplace. It would come back 2 weeks later. And we'd have the whole family together to watch 50 feet of...
Wow.
Dan, do you remember the old Super 8 editors where you put it in a cut? Cut them in...
That's right, the old reels.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was high tech back in the day. Yeah.
Well, it's not just that they're old and grainy and they're kind of in a constant state of deterioration. So the sooner you act and get it to Dan Black, the better it's going to be preserved. But same situation with VHS tape, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Even as a matter of fact, even more so with the VHS tapes.
Yes.
The film, as long as they're kept in a climate control situation, those films. They definitely last longer than the VHS tapes. The VHS technology, or the tape technology, is a magnetic recording. It was never designed to last 35 or 40 years. And so, yeah, anybody that has VHS tapes, they're fading away fast.
Yep, that's true.
The images and the sound, but primarily the images. They begin to just become, if they were color, I'm sure most of them were color in the early days. Mm-hmm. They begin to fade, and all of a sudden there's no color. They go to black and white, and then the images just totally fade away.
Wow.
I remember when the VHS era was at its peak, my dad said, "Son, I've done something really wonderful. I've taken our 8mm films and had them transferred to VHS."
Right.
Yeah. And then, from one decaying format to another.
Yeah.
Same with CD. I went to DVD, you know, with all of my stuff. But that's not forever either.
Really?
But your thumb drives.
Thumb drives,
is digital. Yeah. Numbers are numbers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's, you know, for the foreseeable future, you know, long after we'll all be gone, digital files are going to be the thing. And that's the other thing. We're putting... Probably half our customers are asking for the USB files, the little thumb drives.
Right.
Yeah, and we can put, you know, probably 25 or 30 2-hour VHS tapes on a thumb drive.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. But here's the thing with thumb drives.
Okay.
I lose them.
Yeah, Greg loses.
Well.
So is there a way, like, I have one that I haven't lost because it was given to me on a necklace, on a rope, you know, you hang around your neck.
They make files now, actually, that look like the lanyard cards that you've probably seen these, Dan, that they actually have this cool piece that flips out and pops straight into your USB drive. Uh-huh. We use it a lot for the music files if we're giving stuff to disc jocks and don't want to have to carry papers or physical CDs. Yeah. We just hand them that.
Put the thumb drives on their keys. They key rings, too.
Well, you know, the easy thing to do is just make a copy of it. Just have a copy, and that way if you lose one, you got one. Yeah. You know, and they're cheap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people that should have two copies of everything.
That or have an external hard drive that you keep at the house like I do with mine.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Travel with my laptop separately.
By the way, Dan Black has quite the media pedigree here in the River Region, and your studio, you still on call for stories in the South and
satellite hits.
Probably. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we were out over in Georgia. Well, I say Georgia, I guess up in Birmingham for the tornado.
Tornadoes.
Yeah, went through a few weeks back, and did some major destruction, as you all know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were out there on that job for a few days, and some major news events like that we still go out on.
I imagine you have some stories to tell as far as those go.
Yeah. The thing about storm damage, as you know, Rich, is unless you actually seen a house that's been destroyed by a tornado, you don't really have an appreciation for it. Because video and TV doesn't do it justice.
No, it does not.
But when you're standing there and all you see left is a slab and you wonder what happened to the rest of that house, you know.
And the smell of a tornado with the pine.
Yeah.
I was talking to our mutual friend Jim Smith from Adams Drugs, and he was in one in Tuscaloosa in, I think, 1998.
April 8th, 1998.
Look at this. Right off to these days.
One of the worst EF5s. They were just F5s at the time. It was unbelievable. The Oak Grove.
Destroyed his house. Yes, that's the one. Oak Grove. Destroyed his house.
Yeah.
Dang.
We just had the anniversary of that.
And when he was recalling that event, it was like, man, the same chilling effect.
Uh-huh.
So, Dan Black Studios, let's give some information out on how people can contact you and arrange to bring their...
Certainly, yeah. Just Google us, Dan Black Studios, online. You'll find us. We're at danblackstudios.net. And our number is 334-279-6036. And this year, 39 years in business.
Wow.
That's incredible. By the way, maybe we can get Dan Black Studios out to cover my Sweet 16 party in 2 weeks.
Hey, sure. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Let me know.
Before he got into business, he introduced me on TV on the 12 o'clock news one day.
That's right. We were just young bucks back in those days. You were moving over from radio to TV.
1981, it was August.
We were all young bucks then. Now we're big bucks, right? I mean,
whatever.
Dan, it's always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Greg.
You take
pleasure
care.
To be here.
Dan Black Studios, check them out.
This time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds, and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
I love that show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, neighbor.
Hello, Peter.
This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Kraft just released grilled cheese-inspired incense.
Oh, that smells just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
So get ready for a slew of grilled cheese-scented products.
Honey? Are you making my favorite comfort food?
No, it's just a candle.
There's also grilled cheese-scented yellow foaming hand soap.
Mmm, my hands smell like a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese-flavored toothpaste. Even grilled cheese-scented car air fresheners to hang on your rearview mirror.
Mmm, it's making me hungry.
There's also grilled cheese perfume, cologne, body lotions, and oils.
Ooh la la.
And coming soon, the Kraft Mac and Cheese Toilet Bowl Cleaner.
Yummy.
Get yours today.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic, located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Starting this Wednesday, don't miss your chance to save big on BF Goodrich tires at Gray's Tire and Auto. Get up to a $70 rebate with a purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
This savings opportunity is at all locations through April 26th. Gray's Tire and Auto beats any advertised price on tires and always has big money rebates with easy financing. Save now on BF Goodrich.
Get car care tips, locations, and more online at Gray's Tire Center.com.
ABC Tonight, TV's most watched new drama, Big Sky, returns.
Drop your weapons!
Did you call the cops?
We're not cops!
We're private investigators.
And a new mystery begins.
Folks are not going to take kindly to you poking around.
From the creator of Big Little Lies.
Don't know what my family's capable of.
No.
Don't you look pretty.
Stay back!
Big Sky returns.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us.